With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's been a verdict in a California social media trial.
A California jury found both Meta and YouTube liable in a lawsuit aiming to hold social media platforms responsible for harm to children using their services. The plaintiff was awarded $3 million in damages. The 20-year-old woman, identified as KGM in documents, or Kaylee, as her lawyers have called her during the trial, says her early use of social media addicted her to the technology and exacerbated her mental health struggles. This is the second verdict this week against Meta after a jury in New Mexico determined the company harms children's mental health and safety.
A Democrat won a special election this week in President Trump's Florida home district. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president's endorsement of Republican John Maples wasn't enough to stop Democrat Emily Gregory from winning Tuesday's election. Gregory flipped the state seat that represents Donald Trump's home district and his Mar-a-Lago resort. Donald Trump had urged his Palm Beach County friends to vote for Maples. Democrats celebrated Gregory's victory as the latest sign voters are turning against the president and Republicans. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The acting head of the Transportation Security Administration says it may have to shut down operations at some airports as travelers are experiencing record waiting times. In testimony Wednesday before a House committee, Han Nguyen McNeil described the mounting hardships facing unpaid airport workers and warned of potential airport closures. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 305 points, the Nasdaq rose 167, the S&P 500 advanced by 35. This is SRN News. Fewer American women are dying while pregnant.
The Centers for Disease Control reports that since the repeal of Roe v. Wade in 2022, the maternal mortality rate has dropped by nearly 20%. A report in LifeNews.com says, quote, "The improvement flatly contradicts repeated warnings from abortion advocates that protective pro-life laws would trigger a maternal health crisis by forcing women to carry high-risk pregnancies to term. Other public health metrics have also improved since the repeal." Michael Harrington reporting.
Dr. Kermit Gosnell, an abortion clinic doctor sentenced to life in prison for killing three babies who had been born alive, has died at the age of 85. Gosnell's grimy West Philadelphia clinic became known as the House of Horrors. Former employees testified that he routinely performed illegal abortions past Pennsylvania's 24-week limit. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court has sided with Internet service provider Cox Communications in its copyright fight with record labels over illegal music downloads by Cox customers. Bob Agnew reports.
The justices on Wednesday ruled unanimously that Cox bears no liability for the copyright violations of its customers. Cox was accused of not doing enough to deter or cut off customers who downloaded music they didn't pay for. The music companies insisted there was overwhelming evidence that Cox knowingly facilitated theft. Cox is praising the court for affirming that Internet service providers are, quote, not copyright police. Bob Agnew reporting.
Savannah Guthrie says in a tearful interview on NBC that somebody needs to do the right thing and provide information that leads to the resolution of the case of her missing 84-year-old mother. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.